I did a search on Google, and the word time management has over 13 billion results. Time management, task management, and basically trying to get more done in any given space of time is the subject of many conversations in our coaching, and one which I have struggled with dearly over the course of my life. Today, I want to try to cut through all the noise and actually focus on an app you probably already have. That's Google Calendar. Another app you probably already have but might not be using. That's Google Tasks. And also talk about really the benefits of focusing on the simple stuff, ignoring all the noise about the great task management and time management, whatever apps you can get, and just looking at stuff you already know and use, but getting the most out of it and actually using it effectively in a way that will really help you to manage your time and get more done in any given day. So the question is this: how do entrepreneurs like us, who don't have an endless supply of cash, how do we leverage the best apps, virtual assistants, automation tools, and systems to scale our businesses, increase our profits, and have more time to do what we love to do each day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Dr. Steve Day, and this is Systemize Your Success. Okay, so we're probably all familiar with Google Calendar. Yes, you might use Outlook, or you might use or whatever the Microsoft version is these days, or you might have an Apple Calendar. And so what I'm going to talk about today is actually relevant to pretty much any calendar app out there. They're all very similar these days, but I'm going to focus on Google simply because that's the one I use. The things I'm going to talk about, as I said, will be applicable to whatever app you use, I'm absolutely sure. Now, Google Calendar is something that I have used for many, many years. But until recently, I didn't start actually getting the real benefit from it. I used to put the odd things on there, events that were coming up in the future, people's birthdays, and then start using it a little bit for managing my time within work and stuff, but never with any real discipline or any real structure. And so it sort of helped a bit, but not really didn't really give me a boost in my productivity, so to speak. Today, however, I live by my calendar. It is the single browser window that never closes on my computer. I've even thought about, and I'm probably going to invest in a third monitor so I can simply have my calendar open all day long without interrupting my work. That's how much I feel the value of having my calendar visible at all times. Now, as I mentioned before, I do have ADHD, and that makes actually having things in the forefront very, very important for me. And also, time management is something that I struggle with dearly. So this is something very close to my heart, which means I've thought a lot about this, and I have tried so many different things to find a solution to really manage my time effectively. And after trying all the apps and technology and software, and anyone listening to this podcast knows I love Asana for task management, but actually for personal management of what I am doing every single day, I don't actually go to Asana. That's how I manage my business and my team and my communication, but not how I manage me. Google Calendar is how I do that. I'm going to talk through now some of the cool things that I think you may not already know about about Google Calendar, and some really important sort of integrations and other apps you can link to it in order to get the most out of using your Google Calendar or whatever calendar you're using. And then towards the end of this podcast, I'm going to be talking about some techniques that I use to effectively manage my time on Google Calendar as well. And then I'm going to talk about Google Tasks and how actually linking or integrating Google Calendar and Google Tasks together, they're already integrated, it's pretty much the same thing, but utilizing that in a very specific way will help you to avoid that losing track of where you're up to with things, about things not getting done or getting forgotten if you don't do them at the time you're meant to, if you just heard a big bang in the background, it's because I just knocked my glass of water over. And but yeah, back to the podcast, sorry, and distracting myself. And so yeah, so I want to cover that Google Tasks as well, because it's something that I've talked to a lot about with my clients, and very few people are aware of it, or if they are, they didn't realize some of the capabilities that it has that really make a big difference when they've started actually using it. So some of the things I just love about Google Calendar in general is it's available on pretty much every app or device, sorry, out there. You can pull up a browser and look at it online. You can install an app in the App Store or in the iTunes Store, whatever it is. So whatever device you've got, you can pretty much get onto it. As long as you can log in with your Google email, you can log in on anyone else's device as well. And therefore, you've always got access to it. The other things I love about it is you can have multiple calendars on there really, really easy. So you can set up as many calendars as you want for different areas of your life. So for example, I have a shared calendar with my family, which I wish all my family would use as much as I do, which allows us to put all the family-orientated events onto a single calendar, and that can be viewed by anyone and edited by anyone in the family. And when I say that, it's probably me and my wife at the moment because my kids are a bit too young for it. But my son's getting there now. But it allows us to actually see, or for me to see, when am I picking up the kids? You know, when's Ian Moore got football? And I can actually see what's going on in the family. And as I said, everyone can edit it and see it. We also have shared calendars for the company. So my company, in my company, I actually don't mind them seeing my, I have a business side of my calendar. They don't see what's going on in my family. That's hidden, but they do see that time being blocked out. So if I have something on my family calendar, the my business, my customer, my staff will see that as being blocked out, but they won't get to see what the event is. But if it's on my business calendar, then they will, and they can actually see and manage my time for me, which is one of the things I love. I can delegate the responsibility of managing and updating my calendar to somebody else, so they can actually update and amend and make events for me on my business calendar, therefore organizing me and organizing my time really, really easily. I also have all my coaching. So if I'm doing any coaching with an external client, I have their calendars linked onto my calendar. And we use an app called Add Event in our business to share our calendar directly with our clients. So any changes made in our calendar are automatically reflected in our clients' calendars. So I have a coaching schedule calendar. I make an update to that. It automatically updates the client's calendar through an app called Add Event. Very cool app. There's a cost to it, but I know affiliate connection, just think it's a cool app. And in fact, I've seen a couple of coaches that I've worked with, actually that's how I learned about it, using either that app or a similar app to actually allow me to sync their events into my calendar on my Google. So once you've now got all the events in your calendar, whether you're people adding them for you, it's people, you know, your family having them in there, whether it's a shared calendar from work, whether it's a synced calendar from, you know, one of your coaches, or it could be that you have a calendar for each of your employees and their calendars all visible in yours as well as overlays, so you can see absolutely everything. And then one more way actually of getting an entire calendar in, which is really useful. So we use Asana, and in Asana, we have a project called the Time Off Planner, and it allows us to have my staff that just fill out a form saying the days are going to be off, and then it automatically populates the calendar and creates an event to show when that person's going to be off. That is then synced direct automatically with my Google Calendar, and it shows me at the top of my calendar what days or who is off or at work that particular day. So I don't expect someone to be at work. It's already on my Google Calendar, even though they created a task in my Asana task management app, and it's synced through by exporting or by exporting the Asana calendar and then adding that as a calendar onto my my Google Calendar. So that's about getting all the events from everywhere that I work into one place, which is super, super useful. The other cool thing, which I guess I've been doing now for a couple of years, but the Zoom integration, or also obviously it does this with Google Meet as well, but the Zoom integration, which is what we've used for a long time in our business now, is really cool. So you can set up an event in Google, hit create, make this a Zoom event. It will automatically create the event, add it to my Zoom calendar. So it pops up on my Zoom agenda. So I just click that and start it whenever it needs to kick off. And then it will automatically record that and then obviously sync that and save that recording back to my Google Drive. But it's all displayed in my Google Calendar. And if I delete that, it'll automatically delete it from Zoom as well. So I love that simple integration. Also, when people book people book calls with me, or I'm booking a coaching session with one of my clients, or we're scheduling any sort of meeting, you can integrate your calendar scheduling app, so Calendly or Acuity, or we use Go High Level now, and integrate those directly with your Google Calendar. So the calendar app takes care of sending out the reminder emails and SMSs, but it's linked with your calendar and people can then reschedule directly by clicking on a link in the Google event that's sent to them or whatever app they've got, a calendar app they've got, and it'll automatically reschedule on my calendar. So by using the scheduling app, whether that's Calendly or whatever you use, we use Go High Level, as I said, combined with Google Calendar, I get to see everything that people have booked in with me, again, on my calendar. It also will know when I'm already busy because it'll sync the both ways. Therefore, it won't double book me. And I can also, but I can then see exactly what I've got coming up and all the links for the Zoom meetings, etc., already created because we link Zoom and Google and Go High Level all together. And so it basically adds everything into Google Calendar. And then I can see exactly what I'm going to be doing each and every day, which is absolutely fabulous. One other recent addition to get events onto my Google Calendar is to create a tag in our task management app and then have a webhook to basically be listening out for that task. That happens in Zapier, and then it creates a task on my task board, actually in Google Tasks, which I'll talk about in a minute, but it creates an event on my task board for me to do that task at a specific time. So that allows me to schedule tasks that are in my task management app simply by adding a tag. It will automatically add them into my calendar and show me on my calendar that I need to do that at that specific time. And I'll talk about this in a second, about blocking time and doing things at specific times and how powerful that is compared to just sort of going through a task list one by one. So that, just to explain that a little bit more, in Zapier, we set up a webhook. That webhook is then listening out for a tag being added in Asana. As soon as that tag's added, Zapier then listens, catches that tag, as it's called, catches the trigger, creates the Google task event, and that's added to my calendar in Google Calendar so I can see it on the board. So it's a really cool addition. And another thing that we've done recently, which is to sync my Google Calendar with my time tracking software. So I like tracking my time and seeing where am I spending my time, how much time am I spending on my highest value tasks, my leadership tasks, my thought leadership and all the rest of it, and how much my time am I spending on stuff that I actually shouldn't be doing, I could be actually getting someone else to do if I just delegate it. Thankfully, after the years and years of working on this, I spend a lot of time now doing the high level stuff and far less time doing the low level stuff, but am I doing the right high level stuff in the right proportions to meet my goals? So that data is now incredibly valuable to me. And so what the integration between the Google Calendar and my time tracking software allows me to do is to automatically tag anything that's in my Google Calendar as a potential event in my time tracking software, which I then approve, said yes, that meeting went ahead and therefore become a specific task, or no, that meeting didn't, I don't need to tag it. But that, again, it just saves time and means everything is integrated together. So that's, yeah, all the things that I love, the integrations, the main apps that we use, how we use them to combine Google Calendar. It's sort of like the hub of everything I do. So just to recap, really, all my meetings, all my events, all my calls, all my coaching calls with clients, also with coaching calls with my own coaches, anything I tag in Asana, and also anything I sync with my sort of to Calendly or to Acuity, whatever, that's all coming directly into my calendar. So I can open one view up and see this is what I'm meant to be doing today, or this is what I'm meant to be doing right now, or in half an hour, or in an hour. And it's all on there. And as I said, my family can also add stuff on there, and it all blocks out. So there's never any double booking, and my life is nicely organized. For some people, this might sound terrible, having so much structure and organization, but it's the opposite. That's exactly what I used to feel. But actually having this structure, having everything in one place allows me to feel calm, that I know what I need to do when I need to do it. And as I'm going to talk about now, it doesn't mean that your days have to be chaotic, because you choose when people can book things in to you. You choose when things appear in your calendar and when they don't. And that's what I want to talk about now. So I talked about some of the cool stuff of Google Calendar. In a minute, I'm going to talk about Google Tasks. But now I want to talk about how I have developed my methodology, if you like, around using Google Calendar, the framework that I use about Google Calendar to make it really effective for me. And there's a few things, key things that I've implemented over the years have made massive, massive differences. And the first one, which I've talked about in other episodes, is blocking out for deep work or for hobbies and sports. And this all started where I basically live in Sweden. It's snowy in the winter, and skiing is one of my favorite things in the world. So on a Friday, I used to go, I'm going to go skiing this Friday. And then I'd get to Friday and someone would book a call with me, or I'd, you know, I've got loads of work to do. I've got, you know, I've just got to crack on with it. And so it never really happened. I got really frustrated by this. And so I blocked out the entire of Friday, every single Friday, with a task that says skiing. Now, if it's not good skiing weather, I don't go skiing, and I might do some work, or might go for a run and do some work or whatever. Even if I am going skiing, I typically get the coach skiing. I can work for 2.5 hours there and 2.5 hours back if I want to. So there's still opportunity to do work, but it means that that time is precious, and it's not going to be blocked out by somebody booking a call with me for any reason. And that includes sales calls. Nothing gets booked on that day, because that is the reason that I live, that I'm working, is to have the freedom to be able to do the things I love. And that is one of the things I love more than anything. So blocking time out for you to do the things you love is really important. Similarly, blocking time out to do your deepest, most valuable work is also massively important. If you let your calendar get filled up so you don't have, you know, blocks of 4 or 8 hours simply to sit down and think and work through the most challenging problems you've got. And yes, you might break that up with food and walks or runs or whatever, but giving your head that amount of time to go deep, and there's a whole book on this called Deep Work, which is a brilliant book if you're into that sort of thing, but to allow your brain to go to that level of thought about a single problem for that length of time, that's when you solve the biggest problems, and that's when hopefully you get paid the biggest bucks for it, because, you know, solving bigger problems, you get paid bigger amounts of money for doing so. Or so the phrase goes, kind of something like that. Anyway, and so this Friday session that I talked about for skiing, when it's not ski season, yes, I still go running, but it doesn't, I don't run typically for 8 hours or whatever a day. And so there's time for doing deep work around that. And actually running while in the middle of doing deep work is fantastic, because your brain just goes into overdrive when you oxygenate it. And so therefore, if you do some deep work in the morning, then go for a run, you come back and you've got all those ideas and problems solved, and you're back into it and actually hit the ground running. So huge, huge plus for doing some exercise in the middle of your deep work sessions. Anyway, and then so this then rolled out. So, well, if it's that good, why don't I do it more? And so then I basically block out another day. So Mondays and Fridays are now my deep work days and or exercise days. The rest of the week is then scheduled around meetings with my staff, with my clients, and all of that is absolutely scheduled. It's not like, oh, I'll see you next week for a one-to-one at some point. It's in my diary. It happens at the same time every week. My company meetings happen at the same time. My departmental meetings at the same time. My client meetings at the same time. Or if they are, for example, booked by my clients, they are booked in windows of the same time. So my sales calls, for example, my incoming calls when people are coming to want to purchase a place on one of our coaching programs, and they want to book a call and speak to me, I don't just give them an open book and say, yeah, book whenever you want, because they might book on a Friday, or they might book on a Saturday, or they might book on a Monday morning or Tuesday morning when I really don't want to speak to anybody because I've got other things to get on with. So they are allowed to block in at certain times. So every week I have the same times available for sales calls, same time for coaching calls, same times for ad hoc meetings, as in everything else. And then everything else is blocked out. So I know exactly when those types of calls are going to be, and I can actually schedule that in to fit in with my best energy levels, depending on the type of call it is. So I'm always at my best, hopefully, when I'm taking the most important calls. And if they're calls that I find relatively easy or that actually give me energy, I can do them at a lower energy time because it's going to actually give me energy to do it. Like coaching, I can do any time of day because I absolutely love it. And therefore, I get the actually get energy from doing it. Other things you need to block out time for. Admin. I think it's in the Getting Things Done by David Allen, or it could be in the 12-Week Year. One of those two books, either way. Scheduling time to get the stuff done which fills the day otherwise is super important. And what I mean here is like those little admin-y tasks, those, oh, I need to pay that bill, or I need to just respond to that email or text message quickly, or I need to change the light bulb in the the car, I don't know, whatever it is that you're doing, you know, scheduling time in your diary to, if you haven't got someone managing your inbox, it'll be clearing your inbox, for example, but scheduling time to do that kind of stuff each and every day means it doesn't build up, it doesn't become overwhelming, and you get to clear out that noise from your brain on a regular basis by having a time put in to do that. And that goes on your calendar. Similarly, if you like doing the mind work at the end of the day or the beginning of the day, so the thought leadership stuff, so planning your day, you know, the gap gain thinking, the miracle morning stuff, and whatever it is that you do for your routines to either reinforce the great day you've had or to get ready for the great day ahead or whatever it is, block it in your time, put it in your calendar and put it on there, because then you've got yourself to hold yourself accountable to, if that makes sense. If you don't actually put it on there and block it out, there's nothing actually written saying you're going to do it, and therefore it may or may not happen. In my case, it rarely, rarely does. Similarly with exercise, if you want to go to the gym 3 times a week, you put it in your diary with a good margin for getting to the gym, having a shower, whatever after the gym, and then stretching or whatever it is. And so block out, you know, the 2 hours or whatever you need to actually realistically do that, so that you've got that opportunity to do it. And you know that actually no one else can book onto that time because it's blocked as busy on my calendar. I also put family time on there. When I'm picking the kids up, goes on there. So no one can book a meeting because I've got to go and pick up the kids. You know, it's simple stuff, but I didn't used to do this. And I used to be sat in my room and my wife pick up the kids. I'd be coming down at 6, 7 o'clock in the evening. My kids are knackered and they're ready for bed. And I'm just, I'm just basically crawling out of my den. Now, in my diary, 3 o'clock, it's family time until the rest of the day. And there's a couple of exceptions to that, but that is pretty much 90% of the time. Family starts at 3 o'clock and that's it. So you can't book in with me after 3 p.m. CET because I'm with my kids. And so that goes on my diary as well. So I have to find, if I want to make more time, I find that elsewhere and I can plan that on my calendar. So the last thing I want to, that's basically just a summary of the ways I use my calendar in order to block out for teamwork, for company work, for families, for sales, for calls, for admin, for emails, for doing banking stuff, and family, exercise, meals all goes on there. Oh, one last thing. This is a tip I learned from actually Rob Moore when I used to do, he's one of my coaches a few years ago. Block out an entire day once a month for clearing out the crap. So have a day where you tidy your office, you make sure you've finished off all those invoices you meant to do, and you've replied to that message you always wanted to, you've written that letter to your mum or whatever it is, you've got a day once a month blocked out to do it. I do it in probably half a day. I think it's for me, that's enough. And I want to crack on with stuff. You can do what you want. But again, put it in your diary, otherwise it won't happen. This is why I think calendars are absolutely awesome, because it gives you this ability to really plan when you do all this stuff, rather than just having a task list, which is I'll fit it in when I've got time. We're now talking about actually getting real, holding yourself accountable, and actually getting stuff done. And with that in mind, I want to just talk about one last thing, which is Google Tasks. Now, I use Asana, as I mentioned before, for managing my entire business. It is the hub of our business. Every task that's delegated to anyone in my business goes through Asana. Every message and communication about any work or task goes through Asana, except for when we're escalating stuff or urgent messages in Slack or instant messaging app. Everything else, all business as usual, all development work, everything is planned, managed, and communicated about through Asana. However, I want to schedule when I do specific things in my day. I don't want a long list of this is the stuff you've got to get through today or this week or whatever, and then try and fit it in. And so I want a way to have that in my calendar. I may have, for example, a section in my calendar for deep work, but what does that mean? What work am I actually doing in that? I may then have a project in Asana, which I go and know that's the project I'm working on right now. Like right now, I'm working on our learning management system. I know if I have a deep work session, that is what I'm working on. But I have been guilty of not doing the thing I was meant to be doing and actually going and doing something else, which distracted me. And so I'm getting into the habit now of actually putting in my deep work sessions, which are typically on a Monday and a Friday, as I mentioned before, at specifically what I am working on, rather than it just being blocked out as deep work. It's now blocked out as the project name. Just a side point. But Google Tasks is how I manage the tasks that I need to get done. I can schedule them in onto my calendar in exactly the same way you do a Google event or a calendar event. But the difference is that when you don't complete it, it doesn't go away. It's also on a task list in your Google Tasks. So you can open up the list and have a list of all the tasks you should have done with the due dates on there without having to, you know, with calendar events, you have to go back, you have to move them forward. You have to, like, it's annoying having to keep on jumping things over and you're pushing things over to the next day. It's what I used to do anyway. Or you just forget about them altogether. And like 3 weeks later, you're like, oh yeah, I never did that. I completely forgot. Because you were busy when it came up in your calendar. You didn't do what you said you're going to do at the time, which is, hold my hands up, I still do that all the time. And therefore you've moved on, and that's sort of like out of sight, out of mind. What they're doing it with a task rather than an event means that that task stays live on your task list until you tick it off. I don't use tasks, just to be clear, for things like recurring meetings, for calls with clients, because those are timed one-off events. Once they either happen or they don't, and it's not something that I can then do later because it was a meeting at 4 o'clock. Yes, you could reschedule it, but that's different. I'm talking about you don't have a. I'm not going to have it on my task list. I'm going to have meeting with Bob. That's going to be in my calendar. On my task list, I might have update logo on website if that's something I did. Update logo on website. And therefore, if I do it tomorrow or the next day, it's not going to matter. It's a task I can choose when I do. So if I get too busy today, if it was a calendar event that said update your calendar at 3 o'clock, because that's my schedule, if for any reason that doesn't happen, if it was a calendar event, it would just move back in time, or not time, would move forward, I should say. With a task, it's still on my task list of my priority things to get done. Hopefully that makes sense. Check it out if you've never used it before. Really, really useful thing. And as I said, I use Asana, have a tagging system Asana that adds tags to my Google Calendar adds tasks to Google Tasks, which are then added directly into my calendar, so they become front of mind when I open my calendar. I can see exactly what those tasks are as well if I want to bring something straight from Asana. I also use Google Tasks when I have an agenda for what I need to do when I get to a certain place. I used to do this in Asana, but I find the Asana app a bit clunky, whereas Google Tasks is designed for mobile, basically. And so, for example, I have agendas for when I go to certain shops, like I'm often at the DIY store or the sports goods store, because those are my two big hobbies. And so, therefore, I have a task list called agendas, and there will be locations is sort of a section on that. And one would be the DIY store, one would be the sports goods store, one would be when I'm on holiday in my summer house in the UK, for example, although we don't go there much anymore because I'm in Sweden. When I'm in UK is a good one, so things I don't want to do when I'm in the UK. And then in the description, I then list all of the things that I want to do, or subtasks, what I want to do while I am in that location. So if I have a shopping list for my DIY store, it goes on my Google Tasks in the agenda DIY store, and there's my shopping list. So I can add to that anytime I want. And I know there's one place I need to go to find that when I'm at the place I need to be. You can also use this for conversations, which I usually do in Asana because I'm always at my computer when I have a conversation with somebody, pretty much. I use the same principle for conversations, which is there's an agenda for my operations manager. Here's what I'm going to talk about. There's an agenda for if I'm calling or have a regular call with my coach. These are the points I want to talk about with my coach that next time I speak to them, and I know where to go. So I've got something to say when I get there, and I can add to that anytime I want without having to think, oh, where the hell did I put those notes? So keeping everything in one place. And also just simply having a Sunday maybe list where I can just pop ideas on when I'm out and about on the bus, waiting for a train, whatever I'm doing, and I've come up with some great ideas, then I can just pop them on there and I've got somewhere to refer back to if I want to. So that's what I use Google Tasks for, combining it with specific time and dates, with also these generic agendas and brainstorm lists, which don't have time and dates on, But then when I'm in a location or speaking to a certain person, I know where to look to refer to. That combined with Google Calendar pretty much organizes my entire world. So a bit of a long, deep dive into Google Calendar and Google Tasks. I'd love to find out if you thought this was a useful episode. And if you'd like to have more like this, please do comment on whatever you are listening on right now. Leave us a review. Please give us a rating. 5 stars is always wonderful. We recently hit the top 3% of all podcasts in the world, which I'm absolutely over the moon about. And that's because people do that and have the generosity to let other people, let me know what they think by leaving us reviews and by rating things, and also sharing this with their friends and colleagues who think they might also find this useful. And obviously, if you share something that is useful, it makes you look great. So please think about that. If you thought this was great, somebody else might too. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, have a wonderful day and week. Take care. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining me and listening to this episode. I'm well aware there are hundreds of great business podcasts out there and you chose to listen to this one, and for that I am truly grateful. Hopefully what you heard today took you one step closer to building a successful business so you can share your passion with the world and serve an ever-growing number of people. If you got value out of today's episode, then so will someone else you know. By sharing with others what has helped you along your way, you will grow your influence and be the guy or girl that everybody wants to know. So please hit the share button right now, and also remember to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future episodes. It's impossible for me to cover absolutely everything in these podcasts, so please do head over to systemizeyoursuccess.com right now and download the show notes, transcriptions, and some of my best frameworks and systems for free. Thanks again for tuning in and being a part of this amazing community. Until next time, this is Dr. Steve Day, and you've been listening to Systemize Your Success.